Children's Fairy Tales Reimagined, international bestseller by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. What would the adventures of Tom Thumb, Snow White, The Little Mermaid, Little Red Riding Hood, Pinocchio, Cinderella, Ali Baba, or Aladdin have looked like if they had taken place in our own time? In this collection of 11 classic children's tales, Miguel Ángel Villapinto draws inspiration from timeless works by Carlo Collodi, Charles Perrault, Hans Christian Andersen, 1001 Nights, Leo Tolstoy, The Brothers Grimm, and their later adaptations to bring these stories into the present day. Tom Thumb gets lost in the big city and uses soccer stickers as a trail to be found. Snow White stands up to her wicked stepmother with the help of seven influencers. The Pied Piper of Hamelin leads away a city's abandoned pets. The Little Mermaid saves her kingdom from pollution. A multimillionaire searches for the shoes of a happy man. Little Red Riding Hood volunteers with the Red Cross. An emperor becomes obsessed with selfies. Pinocchio learns martial arts to stand up to bullies. Cinderella has an extraordinary gift for mathematics. Ali Baba takes on 40 hackers. Aladdin finds a magic phone. And so, great stories of yesterday come alive again today with a fresh relevance, alongside all their power, magic, and wonder. Tom Thumb in the Big City. Once upon a time there was a boy so tiny, so very, very tiny, that he was barely bigger than a thumb. And so everyone called him Tom Thumb. Small as he was, his parents loved him with all their hearts, for he was their one and only little boy, and always cheerful and full of mischief. The three of them shared a love of soccer, and even though money was tight, once a month his parents would buy him a few stickers for his collector's album. That was their special day, the day they celebrated how lucky they were to have each other. But this time the celebration was even bigger. It was his fifth birthday, and they were going to the big city, to the stadium of his favorite team. "But stay close to us, okay, Tom Thumb?" his mother told him. "I will, Mom," he said, and he was so excited that he burst into song. "Stomp, stomp, stomp, watch where you put your feet.
Stomp, 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 look before you leap."
His parents laughed, and all three of them kept singing it the whole way to the stadium. It was Derby Day, and there were so many people that Tom Thumb accidentally got separated from his parents. By the time he noticed, they were nowhere to be seen, and he didn't even recognize the street he was on. He was frightened and he burst into tears. People walked right past him, but no one seemed to notice him, no one even looked down. So once he calmed himself, he stopped to think. The best thing he could do, he decided, was try to find his way back. To keep from getting more lost, he would stick his spare stickers along the path as he went. That way he would know where he had already been.
And so he walked and walked until night fell and he felt very, very tired. "Mom and Dad must be looking for me," he told himself.
That thought made him feel a little better, and he curled up in the shelter of a subway entrance. It was winter and cold outside, but that spot gave off a little warmth, and so that was where Tom Thumb nestled in, closed his eyes, and drifted off to sleep. He had no idea how long he had been sleeping when he was woken up by his parents' voices.
"Tom Thumb, where are you?"
He jumped up to run to them, but the entrance was now shut behind an iron gate with a padlock.
"Tom Thumb, where are you?"
"Here.
At the subway entrance, Mom, Dad," he shouted as loudly as he could. But it was enough, they heard him.
They followed the trail of stickers all the way to where he was. They called the police, and soon someone